This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
After a long, hard winter, Kentucky sheep are finally ready to part ways with their woolly winter coats. Learning to shear sheep is vital to having a quality flock, and while it may be one of the most basic management skills in raising sheep, shearing is one of the most important as well. Producers who shear their own sheep can save valuable dollars and have the satisfaction of making their enterprise more self-sufficient. The University of Kentucky College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment recently offered sheep producers a chance to learn shearing techniques in a hands-on shearing school. Jeff Franklin attended these classes, and he files this report.
It is a hard profession to do. It's like anything else. The more you do it, the better you get at it.
We have a shearing school. This is for our producers who want to learn how to shear sheep.
Sheep Shearing School at the University of Kentucky's Animal Research Center brings professional shearers and new sheep producers together to teach them an age-old art form.
I've sheared them myself in the past with difficulty. So, yeah, this is just trying to get a better handle on it.
Instructors work through each step several times to help the new producers understand the technique.
Set her down easy, okay, and then just pull her up.
Really something like shearing, you know, I try to teach myself off of the internet, off of YouTube, and it's just something you got to be hands-on with, and having somebody there that knows what they're doing makes a big difference.
So. Next stroke he's going to take is he's going to come out this leg here.
Don Ely is sheep coordinator and ruminant nutritionist in UK's Animal and Food Sciences Department.
It's an annual affair that we have. They become semi-experts as far as shearing sheep is concerned. The people that we have shearing here have small flocks, okay? Some of these flocks vary in size from 5 head to 20 head to 40 head. Then we have others that's got 2 to 300 head. So the small flocks are increasing.
Straighten that leg out.
That the number, ewe numbers are increasing each year. We probably have 40 to 45,000 ewes in the state at the current time.
That's it.
Experts say sheep shearing is not about strength, but finesse. They say it's about putting your feet in the right place and using your legs to hold the sheep.
Now he's going to take his right leg and step all the way up, drag the wool in.
I'm a lot smaller than the sheep, so they get the better of me very quickly if I don't have the balance correct.
I think it's really coming along. I think today it's starting to click into place. Really, the positioning is the hardest part, so trying to get a handle on that.
It's one of those things you're not going to get good at it right off the get-go. You got to do it, and it's repetition, but it does get easier with time the more you do.
With the lessons learned at sheep shearing school, the students will be able to tend their own flock without the need to hire a professional shearer.
This program has been just invaluable. I would have had to give up a long time ago if it wasn't for the sheep program here.
Today we have all kinds of classes in here with all the way from the freshmen to the seniors that come and work with these sheep doing various things, learning about animal husbandry or shepherding of sheep in this particular case.
But they've done a really good job so far, and you need to do it day by day and shear as many sheep as possible just to get practice.
From the UK College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment, I'm Jeff Franklin for WUKY News.
No business like the sheep business.